Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Mem Hei, Chulin 45a, pagination is 89. We'll start from about 8 lines from the bottom, at the 2 dots. Nikav Kurum Shalmoach, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, Mishnah says that's an example of a trefa non-kosher. It's considered a significant damage that infringes on the life of the animal. Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, Krama Ila'a, the upper membrane, which is the thicker one, and the outer one, Afagavdalu in Kivtata, even though the inner one, the lower one, has not been punctured. The working assumption is that once the outer one, which is stronger, is punctured, the inner one will not be able to retain the protection of the brain mass. Va'amri la, others say, ad inkivtata, until the lower one is in fact punctured, but if the outer one is punctured, that's not enough to make the animal a trefa non-kosher. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, v'simoneich, and the sign for this, if you want to understand this, chaisa demisnach beimocha, it's the sack in which the brain is being held. It's more similar to a sack, to a cloth. It's softer. And this is explaining what the lower, the inner membrane is like, as we'll see in a second, because it's not easy to discern. It's not easy to identify it. It blends right in with the brain, and it's not clear to people. Amar Rabba Babarchana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabba Babarchana said, Kinegdo beveitzim nikr. If you'll understand an egg, and some say this means a conventional egg, then you'll understand this, because there's an outer shell, and then there's an inner membrane. And if you're not paying attention well, that inner membrane just kind of blends in. You don't even realize it's there. But it's there, and you have to pay attention to it. And the indication, therefore, from them describing the inner membrane, that makes a big difference to us, is that, in fact, like the second approach, ad inkiv tata'a, until the inner one is punctured. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rab Shua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, the following statement, Moach, regarding the brain, which is a very severe level of precision, if it has even a puncture, it's going to already be bad. Kol Masha Bekedera, anything that's in the pot, meaning the skull, the cranium, Nidon Kimoach, is still going to be considered like brain. And if any of that gets punctured, it's going to invalidate the animal just from the puncture. Hischel limshoch, but once it starts moving along, once you start checking out beyond the kedera, the pot, nidon kechut hashedra, that's considered like the spinal column, and that has a more lenient level of Trefa analysis. Umehechon maschali mashech. And at what point is the cutoff? How do I know where it starts progressing? Omer Rab Yitzchak bar Nachmeni l'didim mefarshe l'minei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They've said the following thing in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kemin shnei pulin. There's something like two beans, yesh, munachim al pi akadera, that are by the mouth of the pot, of the skull. Minapulin velifnim kelifnim, o minapulin velachutz kelachutz. Those beans are the demarcation, they're the doorway. What's beyond them is out of the brain status. What's within from that point is considered within the brain status. And Rashi points out, moach shekineged apulin. We're talking about the brain mass that's opposite these beans. These beans are not the halacha. If they're punctured, that's a different question. the severity of the brain being punctured is being identified by this demarcation, but the pulin themselves are not the issue. Upulin atzman eini yodeya. And the Gemara continues and says that he said, I don't know what the area opposite the beans itself has. Umistavra kilifnim. But it would make sense that it still has the status of inner to the brain, and it still has the status of brain. Art Scroll Note 1 suggests that these pulin are the occipital condyles, and they have a nice picture, simplified picture, so that we could just focus what we need for the sugya. And they ask a question on that based on the next statement in the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah bodak be'ofa. Rabbi Yirmiyah checked a bird. Va'ashkach, and he found kimin shnei pulin, two beans, munachma piakadera, that lay by the mouth of the pot. So Art Scroll brings the objection to the approach that says that these beans are the occipital condyles, because by a bird, notably, there's only one. They make a suggestion, which is one approach, that the one that the bird has is kind of divided, and therefore it's counting as two, which at first sounds like a little bit of a stretch, but if you go back to the Gemara, it's not so far-fetched. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yirmiyah checked a bird and he found. You know, if Rabbi Yirmiyah is, like we start off reading the Gemara through our own lens of awareness in the world, we think that just like we never dissected a bird, so he never dissected a bird, and then one day he checked it and found two. But that's not understanding Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's not understanding the culture. It's not understanding the time that they lived in. They didn't have factories in the suburban areas, and the people in the urban areas, the city areas, think that chickens grow in the freezer chest, in the freezer casing, just like we think that apples grow in the produce department. They were very much in touch with nature. So what was it that Rabbi Yirmiyah was bodak, that he checked, he analyzed, he put something to the table? What did he do? What, he shecht a bird? I mean, lots of people do that. Why is he being recorded? What was special about this that Rabbi Yirmiyah did that the Gemara felt necessary to record? It would seem that what Rabbi Yirmiyah is suggesting is that even though you only find one in the bird, whereas there are two in the animal, he looked at the bird's one and suggested, v'ashkach, he concluded that really it's a compressed form of what appeared by the animal, and that even though the bird appears to have one, he checked into it, he analyzed it, va'ashkach, and he found, really, it can be described as two. And that's the demarcation of where the brain ends and the rest of the body begins. You have this concept regarding the bird brain as well. There's an expression, bird brain, really stupid, because the bird's brain is smaller. But people who analyze birds find that many of them are quite intelligent, and that just because of the size, it's compressed. It's designed in a certain way. And it doesn't necessarily refute the concept that the pulin are this particular part of the body. There are other approaches, what the pulin are, and certainly it would be more comfortable to define pulin as something that in the bird there indeed two. On the other hand, it would be very uncomfortable to do that, to define pulin as something that in the bird there clearly two, because then what did Rabbi Yirmiyah find? Simply that he went and did field work doesn't make sense that is being recorded in the Gemara. It would seem to be that it's a degree of a chiddush, that Rabbi Yirmiyah is redefining the way to look at a bird. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.